Seattle's ACT Theater unveils a new show beginning tonight. To say you'll need to have an open mind going into it is, well, a pretty big understatement. The show is called Bad Apples. It is a rock musical about the Abu Ghraib prison scandal of 2003. It features characters who torture detainees, as well as songs about pain. It explores the scandal from the perspective of both U.S. soldier and Iraqi prisoner. And it touches upon the themes of sacrifice and what you are willing to do when you're in love. John Langs is the artistic director at ACT Theater. He's also the director of this risky new production. And during a break from rehearsal, he sat down with 88.5's Florangela Davila to talk about how such an ugly chapter of U.S. history could be the basis for an evening's entertainment.
We start off with the most obvious question.
So, a rock musical about Abu Ghraib?
That's right. Two ideas that don't usually come together. The musical form is uniquely suited to handling really difficult material. And I think of this play, and I don't know what other form you could put it in that would be as accessible than, you know, the American musical theater format. And I also think about shows like Cabaret that dealt with incredibly serious subject matter. I mean, there you're dealing with the rise of the Third Reich, but it's a musical that everybody knows. And Bad Apples has a similar ambition. It's tackling really difficult subject matter, and subject matter that I think as America we have not metabolized yet, that we are a country that when the Abu Ghraib scandal broke, I think it surprised a lot of people that America didn't always wear the white hat. But since then, we've started to learn how systematic the kind of enhanced interrogation techniques have become.
Okay, here we go.
Is it entertaining because we love seeing people sing and dance?
Yeah, people love music. I mean, music is the closest way to get to the human heart, I think. So for that reason, it's a great way to tell a story. But I also think that you're really asking the audience into a pretty brutal story. So what leavens that story? This is a play with a great sense of humor, I think, and a great sense of irony.
Does it escalate to the harder, the more difficult the subject is, the more important it is to have humor, sad irony?
I think so. I don't think a modern audience lets you into their heart unless you go through their funny bone first. And I think that once you get me to laugh with you or to experience music with you and it rocks your body in a way, you start to open up in ways that you start to trust that the creators get you, that they share your sense of humor. And once we share people's sense of humor, we'll kind of go anywhere with them.
So what are the humorous parts?
First of all, we're dealing with characters, although we don't comment on them, that come from all walks of life and the kind of cultural clashes that happen, you know, between an African-American soldier who goes home with his girlfriend to meet their family from Tennessee, who it's unexpected to them that he's a black man dating their white daughter. And there's a kind of twisted humor that arises out of their surprise of that. Similarly, one of the most effective scenes in the play is talking about Muhammad Atta and Abdul Aziz, two of the 9/11 hijackers. And it's a known fact that the last night that they spent on Earth before they hijacked planes, they went to a Pizza Hut. And so the creative team decided to say, well, what was that scene at Pizza Hut like? And we know a lot about the events that followed that, which are a great source of sort of wild, weird irony and comedy in this play.
Do you remember, can you tell me about the first time you read it? And because all of us would go in thinking, oh, this is what we're going to see. And what was it that sort of validated, oh, God, I can't believe they did this or they're talking about this? And what were the surprises?
That was the surprise. I mean, and it's the surprise of every evening. Oh, God, I can't believe they did this. I can't believe they made a musical out of this prison torture scandal. I mean, the event itself, when you learn about the characters, is like a Peyton Place melodrama. Charles Grainer got two women pregnant at Abu Ghraib.
These are facts.
Yeah. And So when you start to say, well, who were those people? And you start to extrapolate from that experience, what you have is this very strange love triangle that the play deals with in with great tenderness at times and a great sense of humor at other times.
I can't sleep. I can't even breathe sometimes. The past is like a phantom limb, something you can feel the presence of but cannot manipulate. I don't know why we behaved the way we did.
I'm a theater maker that likes a great adventure. I rarely sign on to projects that don't scare the crap out of me. I feel really alive on the edge of making when I'm just like, I don't know how this is going to work. This is terrifying to me. What are people going to think? That's usually the right place for me to be.
How do you push people's buttons but still draw a line in the sand that says this was bad and this was good?
I think the play does a really good job of putting that in your lap. It says this was the situation that the soldiers were in. You know, there were men who flew planes into buildings and killed 3,000 Americans. That happened. Are they bad guys? They killed American men and women. I tend to think, yeah, that was a terrible act. And some of those people who would have done that ended up at Abu Ghraib. But many people who were rounded up for other reasons also ended up at Abu Ghraib. And I think this play does a really good job of presenting it in a way that makes you do the math. You have to put it together. I think that's what a good play does.
Girl, if it don't feel wrong, then you're not doing it right.
That was director John Langs talking to 88.5's Flor Angela Davila. The musical Bad Apples opens tonight at ACT Theater in Seattle.